Babe Ruth began his major league career on July 11, 1914. In anticipation of the 100th anniversary of Ruth's first appearance in the big leagues, the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, this week opened an exhibit titled Babe Ruth, His Life and Legend. I'm joined by Jeff Idelson, president of the Hall of Fame, which is celebrating its 75th anniversary, for a discussion of same. Jeff, welcome back to Only a Game.
Pleasure to be with you, Bill.
Ruth's records have been shattered, of course. Henry Aaron hit a lot more home runs during his career than Ruth's 714, and several players, beginning with Roger Maris, have hit more than 60 in a season. Make a case for Babe Ruth's undiminished stature.
Well, I think when you take a look at Babe Ruth, unlike so many others, he was a legend while he was still playing. Others have surpassed him in terms of total home runs and other records, but when he played, he was so much better than the rest of the field that still stands tall today.
When the Hall of Fame opened 75 years ago, Time magazine opined as follows: "The world will little note nor long remember what Abner Doubleday did at Gettysburg, but it can never forget what he did at Cooperstown." This is a lovely thought, but Abner Doubleday didn't do anything at Cooperstown, did he?
He did not. In fact, the myth goes, Bill, that in 1839 he had invented the game of baseball, and that's why we opened 100 years later. But when you look at it, he was at West Point as a cadet back then. He was at Fort Sumter, fired the first shot for the Union, and the story goes is that he didn't really start baseball, but he started the Civil War.
What was the first piece of baseball memorabilia acquired by the Hall of Fame? Do you know?
Things like a piece of wood that Cy Young chopped. The last razor blade that Cy Young used to shave. These were the types of relics that the folks here in Cooperstown believed made sense. Now, of course, the razor blade is here, and when you next come to Cooperstown, I don't think I'd let you use it, but you're certainly welcome to look at it.
Something else to look forward to. Let's get back to Babe Ruth for a moment. Ruth was an exceptionally accomplished player, as well as a gloriously popular figure, as you have said, but he was also a rogue whose various excesses involving food and drink and women are part of his legend. Is any of that included in the exhibit?
You know, we do talk about the life and times of Babe, and this exhibit is so neat, Bill. It's presented in a scrapbook fashion so that you actually feel like you're walking through a scrapbook. We don't dwell so much on some of the things that would be very prolific today with the advent of social media, but we do talk about his exploits on the golf course or with young children, visiting them in hospitals and promising home runs, and just some of the ways that he reacted and interacted with fans and why he was so adored.
We heard a great story years ago from a former neighbor of Babe Ruth's here in Massachusetts who remembered his sledding down a hill with a bunch of kids and ripping his pants wide open on the bottom, and everybody got a great laugh out of that. I'm wondering if that's included in the scrapbook.
Well, we don't have the pants, but that story might be told. And I think that story, Bill, is so emblematic of who Ruth was. I mean, he came out of an orphanage and the industrial school at St. Mary's in Baltimore and spent a lot of time with a lot of children. So his affinity for kids, especially those that were underprivileged or sick, is not unusual. And it's a part of his story that we like telling more so because it's often undertold.
Jeff, I remember the Hall of Fame of my youth, say the late 50s, as a kind of solemn place. There was a room with all the plaques, of course, and there was a very small gift shop where you could buy a New York Giants cap. Tell us a little bit about the contemporary hall and the ways in which it's meant to appeal to younger fans.
Well, the Hall of Fame has morphed and grown so much over the decades, Bill. We're very, very proud of where it stands today. The museum is very much alive, from activities with Hall of Famers to other ballplayers who come through, to sleepovers in the plaque gallery, to activities for children, a scavenger hunt that they take as they come through the museum, compelling video and multimedia. We firmly believe that the museum is far more engaging than it's ever been and appeals to fans of all interest levels at any age.
Are there other events that will be ongoing throughout the summer of the 75th anniversary that we ought to let people know about?
Bill, it's truly a celebratory year from the Ruth opening this week to induction weekend, which comes at the end of July. It's the last Sunday. Six living inductees, very, very special, big class. 6 days later on August 2nd, There will be a 75th anniversary concert to celebrate the Baseball Hall of Fame with Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra as our house band, Paul Simon, Bernie Williams, Juan Luis Guerra from the Dominican, great soul singer Yolanda Adams. It's going to be a phenomenal show.
Jeff Idelson is the president of the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, which is celebrating its 75th anniversary this summer. Jeff, thank you very much for speaking with me.
The pleasure's been all mine, Bill. Thank you so much.